Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A lawsuit seeking an election to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy will be the focus of oral arguments today in Anchorage Superior Court. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the Division of Elections rejected the recall application in early November after organizers filed more than 46,000 signatures. The division says the application didn't meet the grounds for recall outlined in state law. Judge Eric Arseth will hear the case today. Supporters of a ballot initiative that could fundamentally change how Alaska holds its elections submitted tens of thousands of signatures to officials in Anchorage yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that the ballot measure organized by the group Alaskans for Better Elections was required to gather a little more than 28,000 signatures, and the campaign says it has over 41,000 from residents across the state. Initiative co-chair Jason Gren, a former independent member of the State House, says in the months ahead, the campaign will focus on education and outreach.
Talking to stakeholders, talking with different community leaders, talking to the public, informing them what all of this does, what it doesn't do, you know, myth busting, presenting our side of the benefits, you know, everything that you do in a campaign. For us, this is the next step as we pivot into talking to the public about why this is beneficial to the voters of Alaska.
The ballot initiative aims to increase reporting requirements for political groups spending money to influence elections, open up primary elections to allow unregistered or independent voters to have a say in picking party candidates ahead of a general election, and move Alaska to a ranked choice voting system. If it passes, Alaska would be at the cutting edge of election reform efforts happening in states across the country. Election officials have 60 days to certify that organizers met the threshold of support necessary to put the measure on the November ballot. Last-minute negotiations have postponed approval of an agreement between the Fairbanks North Star Borough and Corvius Military Housing, which operates about 900 housing units at Eielson Air Force Base. An agreement reached in December would settle a long-running legal dispute over whether the borough can tax the properties. The tentative deal would have the company pay $7 million to cover back taxes, penalties, and interest for the years 2015 through 2019. Going forward, Corvius would remit an annual payment in lieu of taxes of about $600,000, but how the exact amount would be adjusted from year to year is yet to be agreed on. The document was up for approval at a borough assembly meeting last night, but borough attorney Jill Dolan recommended the assembly hold off.
We are still working out some of the terms on the adjustments. So while the overall approximate $600,000 amount, I don't anticipate to change, some of those other details haven't been finalized.
The assembly agreed to postpone further consideration of the Corvius agreement until a January 23rd work session. The season's first major mid-distance sled dog race is scheduled to start in Glen Allen tomorrow morning. The Copper Basin 300 is a field of 34 mushers, including two-time defending champion Nicholas Petit of Girdwood, as well as top racers like Ali Zirkel, Brent Sass, and Mitch Seavey. The Copper Basin race trail takes teams around a 300-mile loop along and across numerous rivers and lakes, as well as into the Alaska Range foothills. This year's race is being run in the opposite direction as normal, with teams heading west from the Glen Allen start toward Lake Louise. The first musher typically finishes the CB 300 back in Glen Allen early Monday. An Anchorage Papa Murphy's Pizza Shop is taking delivery to an extreme. As Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, the local franchise offers service to far corners of the state.
Papa Murphy's on DeBar Road in Anchorage is not a big operation.
Yeah, a real small shop. We've got a dough mixer back here.
Tyler Williams owns the store.
We've got a mixer back here where we process all of our vegetables and bin it all up. We grate our cheese with this machine here.
It's a little different than a traditional pizza shop. You can't buy a piping hot slice of pizza here or a whole cooked pie. Instead, they serve take and bake.
All of our pizzas are made fresh in-house. We grate our cheese every day, process our veggies every day, make our dough every day. So it's all extremely fresh product that we take to that we make, and we flash freeze them.
If you're in Anchorage, it doesn't have to be flash frozen. Customers can take uncooked pizzas home and cook them that day. But Williams says a lot of these pizzas aren't going to stay in the city.
They get flown out frozen. And once the customer gets them, it takes, you know, 2 to 3 days, depending on weather. And they defrost them. It takes just a couple hours on the counter, and the product proofs, and it's ready to be cooked.
And demand is strong. William says on average, around 150 pizzas each week will fly to communities around the state. He says the Bush deliveries first got started because so many people were asking for pizzas.
We just had people calling us, asking us to bring pizzas to the airport and drop them off.
Jules Bordakovsky lives on St. Paul Island. That's way out west in the Bering Sea. Bordakovsky says she doesn't order from Papa Murphy's all the time, but she has on several occasions.
Every once in a while, like for kids' parties or fundraisers.
It's a particularly special resource on the island where there's no local pizza shop.
You have to buy it frozen from the store, and it's DiGiorno's, and it's like way smaller for about the same price, $20.
Williams says Bush orders get shipped out frequently, and they go as far as Prudhoe Bay.
And now we do several Bush orders a week, and we do we work with all the schools and several schools in Alaska, and churches and stuff like that, and we do big fundraisers.
Papa Murphy's fundraisers are super popular in Alaska, especially with schools. Right now, the business is holding a Super Bowl fundraiser. Residents can order pizzas for the football game, and proceeds help support local organizations. Financially, flying to more remote parts of the state can be pretty expensive, but William says they're able to make it work. The company partners with airlines throughout the state to help minimize shipping costs.
Our profit per pizza is a little bit less, but the fact that we're shipping, because we're covering the shipping costs in most cases, since we're doing orders of 10 or more, there's enough margin there to make it work.
Alaskans have gone to far lengths to get food delivered to remote places. Alaska Public Media asked about that on Facebook, and people shared stories of having wine and chocolate delivered to a remote field camp, pizza dropped off on a glacier in the Alaska Range, trading a pilot for fish on Prince William Sound. Papa Murphy's Bush delivery is a little bit more routine. Back in the Anchorage shop, a pizza has been assembled, wrapped in plastic, and is ready to be baked at home.
Here you go. And then that's that.
That's that, yep. So you're going to cook it right on this white tray.
You cook it on the tray.
Cook it on the white tray. You're going to go for preheat the oven to 425. And you're going to cook it, so it's 12 to 18 minutes. It's usually about 12 to 15.
That one is for me. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
And I'm Dan Bross.